Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome back to the recordings and the installments. We're into the last two installments of the book, Wisdom for the Devoted. Divine Wisdom and Exhortation Concerning the Devotee's Conduct. We're on page 200. We'll start with some invocations and then we'll get into the reading. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Beginning on page 200, and this reading has a few chapters here. First chapter is called Accompanying the Pious, the Shaykhs, and the Friends of Allah. Second one is The Qualities of the Sincere Seeker. I think that might be it. Yeah, two chapters. Bismillah. Accompanying the Pious, the Shaykhs, and the Friends of Allah. O seeker, you must desire the company of the pious ones and sit with the righteous and the benevolent. You must sincerely seek a virtuous sheikh and a spiritually mature guide who can give you good advice. This sheikh must have knowledge of the divine law, the Sharia, have traveled the way and tasted the truth, have sound intellect and an expanded heart, and he must have skill and knowledge of the different levels of people. He must have the ability to distinguish their desires, innate nature, and states. If you find this sheikh, throw yourself to him and let him evaluate your affairs. Consult him, seek his opinion in all of your affairs. Take his words and actions as an example to follow, except that which is particular to the rank of sheikh, such as the way he engages with people, covers up their faults and invites them, those near and far, to Allah. Do not object to any of his states, inwardly or outwardly. If any thoughts come to you against him, strive to refute and negate them. And if you fail, then speak to him about your thoughts so he points you to the way of protection from these thoughts. You have to inform your sheikh of everything that happens to you concerning your spiritual path. Beware of pretending to obey him publicly when you see him looking at you, yet disobeying him privately, because that will lead to your ruin. Beware of following another sheikh without asking permission from your sheikh, because if he gives you permission, your heart will be protected and you can meet the other sheikh. And if he does not give you his permission, know that he prefers what is better for you, and do not accuse him and think that he is full of envy or jealousy. May Allah forbid this, because such qualities are far from the special people of Allah. Beware of asking the sheikh to manifest some extraordinary miracle or to read your mind, because only Allah knows the unseen. The highest the sheikh can reach is a glimpse, which Allah sometimes gives of the unseen. Sometimes a seeker comes to his sheikh asking him to inform him of his inner state, but the sheikh does not inform him even when his state is unveiled to the sheikh. This is because the true sheikh chooses to conceal the seeker's state from him due to his care, and because he does not want to show off some extraordinary gift of honor, even if he is a master of these gifts and has been given control of them. Know that the ideal sheikh is the one who gives himma, rectifies his actions and his words, and protects him in his absence and presence. If the seeker is in a place of distance from his sheikh, he can still ask him for general advice regarding what he can and cannot approach. The most harmful condition for the seeker is if the heart of the sheikh changes towards him, because then, even if all the shuyukh in the east and the west gather to try to turn the sheikh, to try to return the sheikh's acceptance of the seeker, they would not be able to do so. Know that the seeker who is searching for a sheikh must not follow anyone who claims to be a sheikh without knowing his qualifications, without having the assurance within his heart that this person is a true sheikh. On the other hand, the sheikh does not accept any seeker until he tests his sincerity and the degree of his thirst for someone to show him the way to his Lord. This is a characteristic of the sheikh who is gifted with the ability to evaluate. The seeker must become like a dead corpse between the Sheikh's hands or like a child with his mother. This, however, is not the case when meeting a Sheikh only to ask for his blessing. In fact, it is recommended that the seeker visit and meet many shuyukh for blessings, and the more shuyukh he meets, the better. If a seeker does not find a Sheikh, let him strive. Be very serious and completely sincere in seeking refuge in Allah, and acknowledging his poverty, asking Allah to provide him with someone who is capable of guiding him to spiritual maturity. Surely Allah answers prayers, for he is the one who answers the prayer of the truly needy, and he will bring him one of his worshippers to take his hand. Some seekers believe that they do not need, that they do not have a sheikh, and they keep searching. Know that the seeker has a sheikh, even though he cannot see him. The sheikh attentively cares for him, even though he does not know. And this depends on the sincerity of the seeker. Those shuyukh, as in the prophets and the messengers, who verified the truth and who were actualized by the reality, have left. But glory to the one who put evidence of his friend's authenticity within the evidence of his own existence. And he does not lead anyone to an authentic sheikh except as he wills. O seeker, if you want to ask your sheikh about something, do not let your reverence toward him and politeness prevent you from asking. Ask him even two or three times, because silence in this case is not considered good manners, unless your sheikh asks you to be silent. In that case, you have to surrender to his request. If your sheikh has denied you something or has advanced someone ahead of you, beware of accusing him. Be sure that he did what he did for your benefit and is always doing what is best. If you've committed a sin that displeases the sheikh, hasten to apologize to him until he is satisfied. If you feel that your sheikh's heart has turned away from you or that he is sad about you, talk to him directly about how you feel, so that he may explain to you how it is that this change of heart is because of something you did. This gives you the chance to repent or to realize that it is your illusion, and that the shaitan is the one who makes you think that way in order to hurt you. If you know that your sheikh is satisfied with you, your heart will feel tranquil. This won't happen unless you talk with him openly, which will show him that you are directed safely. If you see a seeker who abundantly glorifies and reveres his sheikh inwardly and outwardly, and he has the same religious belief as his sheikh and is following his example in polite manners, know that this seeker will inherit the secret of his sheikh or some appearance of it. And this next chapter is the qualities of the sincere seeker. One of the Gnostics, may Allah be pleased with him and benefit us by all of the Gnostics, said, "The seeker is not a true seeker until he finds in the Quran everything he wants, until he knows how to distinguish between lack and excessiveness, until he is sufficed by the guardian protector and is not in need of others, and until both gold and dust are equal to him. The seeker respects the boundaries set by Allah, fulfills his promise, is content with the decree, and is patient with loss. So this is a list of qualities. The seeker is thankful for blessings and patient during times of hardship. He's content with an unfavorable decree and thanks Allah for pleasure and for hardship. He's sincere with Allah in secret and intimate moments. The seeker cannot be seized by otherness. Materialism does not enslave him. Desires do not overcome him, and habits do not rule him. His speech is remembrance and vision, while his silence is reflection, which discourages bad action. His actions are the same as his words, and both affirm his knowledge. His motto is reverence and piety. His garment is humility and modesty. He follows the truth and prefers it while rejecting and resisting falsehood. He loves virtuous people, befriends them, but dislikes evil people and confronts them. His inner being is even better than his good reputation. Mingling with him is better than remembering him. He is helpful, and what sustains him is little. He is far from being rigid and is honest and trustworthy. He does not lie or cheat. He's neither a coward nor a miser. He doesn't offend or curse. He's generous and does not hoard what he has. His essence is kindness and his intention is good. He's without evil. His energy and enthusiasm is high regarding what brings him closer to his Lord. And his nafs renounces the worldly life. He's not heedless. He does not give or withhold in accordance with lower whims. He's faithful, modest, brave, courteous, and honorable. He gives everyone their due rights, but does not demand anything from anyone. If he is given something, he's thankful, and if something is withheld from him, he's patient. If he oppresses another, he repents and seeks forgiveness and apologizes outwardly. If he is oppressed, he forgives and excuses. He loves to remain hidden and dislikes popularity and fame. He keeps his tongue out of everything that is not his business. He retains his memory of his shortcomings in worshiping his Lord. He does not compromise when it comes to his religion, and he's never happy when people gain the wrath of the Lord of the worlds. He rejoices in intimacy when he's alone with his Lord and finds ecstasy in being solitary. He's weary when mingling with people, but you do not meet him unless you are involved in the good he is doing or in receiving knowledge from his teaching. People desire his goodness, and no one's afraid of evil in his presence because he doesn't harm those who harm him, and he does not abandon those who abandon him. He's like the palm tree. If someone throws a rock at it, it throws a date back at him. He's like the earth. Everything ugly is thrown down on the earth, but it produces only good. The lights of his sincerity shine on his appearance, and his face almost speaks of what is within his heart. His hima is for pleasing his guardian protector and following the messenger, the beloved and chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Allah. He is his example and he follows him in all of his affairs and all of his words and manners and actions. And this is because he is in total surrender to the command of his glorious Lord. This is expressed in the noble Quran when he says, "And whatever the messenger gives you, take it. And whatever he forbids you, abstain from it." 59:7. Allah also says, "Truly in the Messenger of Allah you have an excellent example for the one who hopes for Allah and the final day and who remembers Allah abundantly." 33:21. He also says, "He who obeys the Messenger has obeyed Allah." 4:80. And says, "Those who promise you are promising Allah." And he also says, "Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you and forgive your sins, and Allah is ever forgiving and singularly compassionate." 331. And Allah says, "And let those who conspire against his order beware lest trials in this world befall them, or grievous suffering await them in the final world." 2463. So the seeker is careful to always follow the Prophet in surrender to the command of his Lord. A seeker desires the fulfillment of the noble promise and avoids the way that leads to the suffering mentioned in the above ayat and in others, giving glad tidings of prosperity and success to those who follow the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or serious warnings of humiliation and shame to those who turn away and are disobedient. O Allah, we ask you by the truth of you, and there is no deity save you, the most tender, Al-Hanan, the one who bestows gifts, Al-Mannan, the originator, Al-Badi, O possessor of majesty and bounty. Provide us with the perfect following of your messenger, your worshipful slave, our master, guide, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for you are the clement, the one who bestows gifts. Help us to follow his ethics and manners, his words and his actions inwardly and outwardly. Help us to live following him and to die following him, and grant us this by your mercy, for you are the most merciful of all the merciful ones. O Allah, our Lord, all praise is yours, so bless us with your blessing, and we cannot praise you as your majesty and glorious face ought to be praised and glorified. Glory be to you. We have no knowledge other than what you have taught us. Truly, you are the all-knowing, the all-wise. Quran 2:32. There's no deity save you. Glory be to you. Surely, I am from among the oppressors. 21:87. This message is now completed for the seeker who is especially addressed by his Lord, the Majestic, Al-Majid, to assure him, support him, direct him. May the abundant peace and blessings of Allah be upon our master guide, Muhammad, and praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. It brings us to the close of the 29th reading. Inshallah. Get together next time to close off the book. Assalamu alaikum.